Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The second hour of the show. You can join us toll free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The mask world keeps getting worse out there. Now in D.C., face coverings will be mandatory for any D.C. resident, even leaving their homes. When you're ordering food at a restaurant, waiting for a bus, sitting in a cubicle in an open office space, walking your dog, she says. You gotta wear a mask unless you're a child under the age of two, or if you're eating or drinking, or vigorously exercising. I guess that's up to the officer and the judge's discretion as to whether or not your exercise is vigorous enough. And if you are an individual...
Yeah, I'll tell you, the one thing I'm not willing to do is get out and exercise with a mask on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've gone too far... If you're asking me to get out and you want me to wear a mask, I'll do my best.
Are they just asking?
Now, outside, I don't live in a city, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you live in a city, perhaps you've got different rules there. I don't know. But outside, I don't see any reason for a mask.
Mm-mm.
A breeze comes along and all the virus is blown away.
Unfortunately, if you're outside at Disney World, according to Deadline.com, you will not be able to get away with walking with a drink as your excuse for not wearing a mask. That was the kind of the loophole, right? Like we've heard people say, oh, if you're on an airline, you could just have a drink the entire time and then you don't have to wear the mask.
Yeah.
That's what people have been saying. That's what people have been doing. And Disney World apparently got enough complaints, or somebody made the decision that
somebody's always upset.
Yep.
Believe that.
Quote from Deadline, presumably whistle while you work is still acceptable, but add eating and drinking while walking to the list of things you can't do at Walt Disney World in the pandemic era.
Finally making the world safe for people who are too stupid to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Like some Vegas casinos, the park has banned consumption of food and drink on the move in order to ensure masks are worn at all times. Disney World has been under fire in some quarters for reopening at a time when COVID-19 cases are spiking, particularly in its home state of Florida. To minimize the potential spread of the disease, the theme park has instituted many new rules on social distancing, capacity, and cleaning, and is also requiring masks to be worn at all times. Previously, the exception was if you're eating and drinking, but the loophole has now been closed as patrons were seen walking throughout the park with beverages and food sans masks. The suggestion there is that people don't want to do this. If you're trying to find the loophole in all these various different mask rules and exploit it, so you can say, well, I would wear the mask, but I'm thirsty, so I can't right now. You know, if that's your excuse, then you don't want to wear the mask. And I think there's a large number of people that are doing this because the corporations are saying to do it, and because there's this shaming going on as well. So they get sort of a dual push. Not only is the government saying do it, but the corporations are backing the government up and basically being their unpaid enforcement arm. And then
they're getting paid.
And then these do-gooders in the population are just lambasting on social media and probably in real life as well, and going after these people for not wanting to wear these masks. And I think at some point people need to stop cooperating with this. Be kind about it, because there's been some very rude non-mask wearing people. But I think we need to be firm.
Blow your ethos.
Polite but firm, I think, is important here.
Yeah, I would. I can't remember what the quote is. I think it's an MLK quote, but that those in power never give freedoms to those out of power.
Yeah, you have to take it.
They're taken and
right.
Demanded and that sort of thing.
It's not MLK, I don't think, unless he
rephrased
it.
I know the
you
quote.
Cited it the
it's
other
Frederick
night.
Douglass.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get it.
He'll pull it up.
Yeah, it's unlikely that, exactly when. Somebody give me a time frame on when do the mask mandates go away.
I don't know. There's nothing on the horizon. They're getting worse.
I'm glad that people can wear masks now. Because in America, you just really couldn't wear masks without looking like some kind of loony and having problems and, you know, those kind of things.
Okay, one of my personal heroes here, Frederick Douglass. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will.
Yep.
Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them.
Yep.
That's what's
happening.
And these will continue till they are resisted with either words or with blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
So eloquent.
Frederick Douglass.
Wow.
If you haven't read him, read him.
Yeah.
Guy was a genius.
That was fantastic. And he's right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just the right quote, and it's eloquently put.
And that's the thing. They're going to keep pushing, Mark. Because they've gotten this far, they're going to keep going. Indiana now, with 180 days in jail as the maximum sentence now, starting Monday, according to the governor's order, which, again, is not a law, but no one seems to care. So the governor orders this, and now you're facing a misdemeanor, a Class B misdemeanor, with fines up to $1,000 and up to half a year in jail for not wearing a mask in Indiana.
And I don't think it's necessarily because they're getting zero pushback that they're not, that they're going to continue doing it, in that, A, they're not getting zero pushback. They're getting some pushback.
A little bit.
And I believe there will be more of that. But also, this is the same thing they've been doing since time immemorial.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a variation on a theme, whether they're causing the Great Depression or they're always looking to make the population weaker, more vulnerable, and easier to control.
Yep.
I don't know that they do it intentionally.
I think they do. That's
maybe
what the government
do.
Schools are for.
I don't know what they do intentionally or not. I can't claim. I mean, I've never seen the memo. You know,
mm-hmm. They wouldn't show it to you.
No, they certainly wouldn't. But it would
it's
be
a great big
perhaps.
Club, and you ain't in it.
Yeah, I don't think they're all on the same page or anything like that. I don't think that your typical government school teacher understands that they're part of the Prussian education model designed to dumb people down and turn them into unquestioning worker drones. I don't think they realize that, but that's the system they're in. That's what it was created for, and there's that's not speculation on my part.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's it. It's true.
Yeah.
That's the sort of the system as it was created, the intention. And it has its ups and downs. I mean, remember, it's much harder to start factories in places that don't have some kind of structured public school system. I mean, you know, Europe and the United States got successful for a reason, and one of those reasons...
It certainly wasn't public schools, because public schools didn't come along until about the time of the Great Depression. Certainly not mandatory. Mandatory attendance didn't come along till later.
So public schools on this continent started in the New England area. And where were your factories during the Civil War times? They expanded outward. And I think what they did was create, like we said, these sort of automatons, these mindless drones, or at least people who are more compliant to rules and used to the bells and whistles and these sorts of things. And now, you know, you still have your seats of banking and power sitting in the Northeast and, say on the West Coast, wherever the population centers are.
Well, the government schools have definitely prepared people for what's happening now, because the message at the government schools has always been safety over risk. You got to go the safe road. You got to get a career with a corporation. You got to work hard for that company.
Except
and then,
football. Why do they do that?
You mean playing in football?
Yeah, why do they play football in government schools? It's the only schools where they can pretty much afford to have football teams. These are...
Bread and circuses?
Yeah.
Bread and circuses does two things. The first thing it does is it lets the more aggressive members of your society blow off steam. which is necessary for them because they're the ones who would become the rebels if they didn't have at least some simulated risk in their life. And the other thing it does is bread and circuses, like you say, it keeps the population fat and stupid and happy. And actually, I'm going to say a third thing. They're training you to identify irrationally with a team or city or a geographic area, and they need you to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's true, and that also expands on a larger area with the so-called nation. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
bring up anything you want. You want to comment on the mask madness that just keeps getting worse. We got criminal penalties coming in now in with misdemeanor charges if you don't have a mask on, according to the Indiana government goons. Miami is forming its own mask enforcement unit, according to TheWeek.com. And there's just a myriad of other stories like this out there about various different state governments and threatening people and business owners or businesses cracking down. This week was supposed to be a big week. I think it was 2 days ago, Monday. Walmart was supposed to begin a mandatory mask thing, and as were a bunch of other businesses like CVS and Best Buy and just a myriad of them. Just a lengthy list of these things. And I did tell my little Mask World story yesterday, so I won't recap it, but if you want to hear what happened to me when I went down to Connecticut, and I did not wear a mask at any place, at any point. I don't have one, and I'm not going to take one, and I have objections that are religious to the mask, and also just, period, I don't think that they are good for humanity. I think that it is dehumanizing to take away people's faces from them, the experience of being able to see the expressions that another person is making. I think this is very, very sad stuff. We're going to get into your calls and thoughts. In fact, Dogbite is calling from Indiana, watching us on YouTube. You're on Free Talk Live. Dogbite.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I heard about the 180-day fine in or sentence, rather, and
maximum.
I actually had a bus driver. Yeah, and I actually had a bus driver call the police on me last Friday.
Wow.
For not wearing a mask. Now, I got a letter in my pocket from my doctor saying that I'm excluded from this as long as I can be 6 feet away from everybody. Last Thursday, I go into a bank. Guy stopped me at the front door, asked me, have you been sick? Have you had a cough? Have you had a cold? Mm-hmm. I had to stop him in his tracks and let him know, A, I'm 60 years old, B, I'm free, and C, I ain't answering these questions.
Yes, none of your damn business.
Yeah,
right? I shouldn't
exactly
have to go through a health screening every doorway I walk into.
Yeah, and you know, at my job, I had to call the police earlier. Didn't want to. Cop gets here, no mask, no gloves, all up in your face. This is about control.
Sure.
How
is.
Far can they push us? A year ago, the whole world was protesting. Hong Kong was protesting. Then they came with this COVID stuff, and they found out just how small the people's gonads are, because we went from free to slave overnight.
Yeah, but it wasn't really like that. I mean, we weren't free a year ago, but it's even more obvious how unfree we are now. And it's sad how obedient people have been. Even people who should know better are being successfully persuaded to just go along to get along, and that's not going to get us anywhere. The Frederick Douglass quote that nobody read in the last segment is super applicable here. You know, power doesn't yield unless it's demanded. And right now, people are not in a demanding mood. They're just going to do what they're told, and that does not lead to good things, ever.
Yep, and just to close this out, the Tree of Liberty needs a bit of water.
Don't leave yet, though. I do have a question for you. What happened on the bus? You said the bus driver called the cops. Did they show up?
Yeah, they showed up. I showed them my letter. He told the driver that according to the governor's order, he can do what he wants to. He is exempt.
Well, I think everybody should be exempt if they want to be.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
well, everybody is because half the means
people get sick.
Sorry, say that again, Kirby. I mean, Dogbite.
I read a report last week. 0.04% of the people who test positive actually get sick enough to die.
Mm-hmm. Of those people who test positive. 0.04%. That's not a whole lot.
Zero. No, it's not. I mean, I need a calculator to do that math.
Right. I mean, if you were given, if you came down with some kind of cancer and they told you that your survival rate was 99%.
You'd be like, no worries.
What are my chances, doc?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great call, Dog Bite. Thank you for making it tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the stories.
You might whip up your will, right? And I think that's a good idea to have one.
Never hurts.
You know, you might tell your kids you love them a little more often.
Sure.
But, you know, hey.
According to TheWeek.com, if you don't wear a mask in Miami, it'll cost you $50 for the first offense, $100 for the second, and $500 every time after that. And if you pay them, you're a sucker. Miami-Dade County has the state's most COVID-19 infections reported per 100,000 people and the highest death toll, according to the Miami Herald. They say to try and slow the spread of the coronavirus, people must wear masks while in outdoor and indoor public settings, with few exceptions. To ensure people take the ordinance seriously, Mayor Francis Suarez announced Tuesday that 39 police officers will form a mask enforcement unit.
Dun, dun.
Working 7 days a week.
Officers of the law.
Is that what you signed
together.
Up for? Is that what you signed up for, officers out there? Was that what you had in mind when you became a police officer? That you would literally be the fashion cop? Because that's what we're talking about here. These government people are literally telling people what they have to wear. I mean, it used to be, and that's what the illusion of freedom that our last caller was pointing out. Like, he felt more free a year ago, like significantly more free. He described it as freedom, the life that we would have described as, you know, basically living under near total domination by government and all their mandates and these government people. But because you can, you know, because when you walk out your front door, you can choose to turn left or turn right, and there's not like a spiked fenced wall in front of you, it feels like freedom. Because when you're getting dressed in the morning, you can choose which shirt to put on, which shoes to put on, what makeup if you use makeup, or, you know, what hat you're going to wear or whatever, what rings and jewelry to adorn yourself with or none of it. Well, with the exception of walking out naked, usually they'll arrest you for that.
You better do some adorning, yeah.
You can adorn yourself in whatever way you want, for the most part, in most places in the United States. And we used to get all upset, you know, we as a nation, if I can speak that way. But people used to get upset at the idea of, you know, burkas, for instance. People being forced to cover up themselves, being unable to express themselves. Just having to wear this singular colored thing, don this covering that only shows one's eyes, and that was seen as offensive. Well, now that's happening here. Now, it's not happening to the full burqa extent, but a piece of that is happening here, and it's being embraced by many of the same people who would have been against the burqa in the past.
Yeah, if you had attempted to make women cover their face in America,
mm-hmm.
you would have received a great deal of lashback.
Oh, yeah.
But if you make everybody cover their face,
then it's public health.
It's fine.
Yeah. Totally fine.
Right. Like, wow. This just goes to show the Democrats and the liberals and their whole thing about, look, it doesn't matter what kind of tyranny we're talking about, so long as that tyranny is enforced equally.
And there was actually a guy named Alexandre de Tocqueville mm-hmm. who wrote a book called Freedom in America, who said Americans are so enamored of freedom or so enamored of equality that they'd rather be equal in slavery than unequal in freedom.
855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can weigh in on this discussion or bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, the Redskins are changing their name to what? Well, not sure yet exactly. They're taking your input, apparently. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The IRS is requesting information about privacy cryptos from people that are still filing their income tax forms. Coinbase may be planning to go public on the stock market this year. Stablecoin Tether is now circulating on the Bitcoin Cash network. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Log on now at news.bitcoin.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is providing some possible reasons for a spike in coronavirus cases around the United States.
Cases started to rise among young Americans shortly after demonstrations, which you know very well about, which presumably triggered a broader relaxation of mitigation efforts nationwide, and a substantial increase in travel also was a cause. Increased gathering on holidays such as Memorial Day, as well as young people closely congregating at bars and probably other places, maybe beaches.
President Trump speaking there during the coronavirus task force briefing. The president also sending federal agents to stop a rampage in violence in cities such as Chicago and Albuquerque. The mayor of Chicago telling citizens to call 911 on federal agents if they see something that doesn't look right. This is USA Radio News. A pair of Democratic senators are requesting an ethics probe after Ivanka Trump appeared to endorse the minority-owned business Goya Foods. Delaware Senator Tom Carper and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren sent a letter to the Office of Government Ethics inquiring about possible disciplinary action for Ivanka Trump, who serves as senior advisor in the White House. The president's daughter facing criticism after posting a photo last week of herself holding a can of Goya black beans. Tropical Storm Gonzalo is now forecast to become the first hurricane of the 2020 season by early Thursday morning. Meanwhile, folks in Eau Claire, Wisconsin are cleaning up after a tornado ripped through the area. Now, as that storm moves east, folks on the East Coast are now on high alert, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Severe thunderstorms are threatening over 50 million Americans across the Northeast today. Tornadoes are also in the forecast from West Virginia to Massachusetts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free if you want to join us. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
And Mark.
Sorry.
And I'm nobody.
And Logan.
Mark's a little slow.
I'm used to being last.
And that's Uncle Joe.
Bitcoin.com. Local.bitcoin.com is a place where you can go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. It's been around for a year now. They started it back in June of 2019, and you can use dozens of payment methods to make your purchase or make your sale. And there's no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. That's because they never actually have possession of your crypto. It's all done through smart contracts. It's a pretty slick system there at local.bitcoin.com. It's a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Local.bitcoin.com. Toll-free number if you want to join us again, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Redskins. You've had this story in show prep for, I don't know, most of a week, Mark. You really obviously are interested in talking about it. We're going to get to that. But first, we will go to your calls and thoughts. And then if we get the chance, we'll get into a little bit of cryptocurrency news, because John McAfee is back in the news after making a relatively renowned prediction. An infamous prediction,
yes,
back two or three years ago, that Bitcoin would hit $1 million
by the end of this year,
or else he would eat a thing we generally can't say on the radio.
Yes,
on his body, presumably, unless he was
body
talking
part.
About an animal. But we can get into that coming up here.
We can't say lesbian on the radio. We have to say woman in comfortable shoes.
Let's go to first though. Wesley calling from New Hampshire, watching us on our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah. So yesterday I called in and
I was reading a tweet from Eric July.
And Eric July is a kind of a singer, rapper, and I think a metal rap metal band, as I understand it.
Yeah.
Relatively
yeah,
popular.
Backwards.
Right. Relatively popular band, popular guy.
Now, were you listening, Wes, when he called in after?
I wasn't listening at the time, but I watched the clip. And so that's what I'm calling in about. Mm-hmm. Ian said that I said something that I didn't, and I just wanted to clarify, you know, that I didn't say that Eric supports the feds coming in and kidnapping protesters.
Yeah, I think what so somebody had called in after you and basically seemed to take up a position about that. I don't think I said that you said that. I think a previous caller is what I said. I don't think I specifically said it was you. But, I think you had called in to read a tweet or something that Eric had made that was very anti-communist, if I recall correctly. And then,
I'm pretty anti-communist myself.
And then,
me too.
And then you said the F word at the very end of it, and so we had to drop your call. So I don't think you really had much of a chance to say anything else besides that. But there was another guy who called in after you that also, I believe, tried dragging Eric through the mud. So I think I was responding to that person, not you.
Okay. So I just want to clarify yet again that you were not referring to me. You're referring to the caller after me.
Yeah, if I said your name, then I would have to apologize, but I don't think that I did. I think it was a previous caller is what I said. And maybe you thought that I was referring to you, but I don't think I was.
Okay, just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, so what is all this about, Wes? I mean, you'd called in to kind of bring this up. It looks like you're running a Twitter page that's trolling real hard and getting some negative attention. What are you trying to do out there?
Okay, so I saw that tweet, and I inferred from that tweet that
And what was the tweet again, without saying the F word? Do you happen to have it handy?
It was... I don't have it on hand right now, but mm-hmm. people watched the stream last time, from yesterday, they can.
Wasn't it something? The reason I was asking is because we always have new listeners on. They weren't necessarily listening yesterday at the time. Wasn't essentially the gist of it that he wouldn't want to come to defend a communist from attack? But that ultimately, he clarified later, that doesn't mean he's in favor of the federal government abducting people?
Right. So the very last sentence is the phrase, they get what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And I implied, from the context,
you infer.
What they're getting is the state, imposing violence on them. So I thought that's what he meant. I went on to a debate with him. He clarified his intended meaning. So my point in calling you guys was to see if you guys got that message as well, whether his intended meaning and what he said are conflicting, because people can read that message and not get what he was intending to mean.
Well, that's typical with texting and with, the limited communications methods that we have. You have 140 characters or whatever, and there's only so much you can say.
I have a lot of sympathy for the position that,
You feel sorry for the position?
We can look up what sympathy for means, and I can go ahead and you'll realize at some point, as we continue to define it over and over again, that
a communist sympathizer does not feel sorry communists. He has some agreement. He has some understanding of why they feel the way they feel.
I see.
Right. So when there's a group of protesters out saying this thing or that thing, and a couple of years ago they were out saying, let's get rid of the NRA as a terrorist organization and blah, blah, blah. It's hard for me to get excited about these people's position. And
But do you care if they get pulled off the streets into a unmarked van?
I think it's bad.
Right.
But the question is, it's been inferred, it's been basically said, you cowardly militia people that were walking onto the state capitals 2 months ago trying to defend freedom, why don't you defend freedom now? Why don't you shoot a few federal agents? Because we're too cowardly to do it. We don't have any guns because we gave them all up because we'd be rapists if we kept them.
Well,
or whatever nonsense the leftists are saying.
That's not true, though, for all of them. I mean, again, this is what I was saying last night. You can't jump to a conclusion about what somebody believes without having spoken to them first. There are leftists who have guns.
But these are people who are jumping to conclusions right now about me because I'm not doing what they want me to do. They've snapped their fingers.
Were you arguing with all of them simultaneously?
No.
And how did they time it right to all get that out at the same time?
There are people saying it, and they're mad. Right? They're mad. How come I have snapped my fingers and you don't dance? Because I'm not dancing for you. You've been a terrible dance partner in the past. That's why.
Yeah, so this comes down to, again, the point that I was making last night, that we went to the Pastor Martin Niemöller quote, that first they came for the communists, and then they came for the trade unionists, then they came for the Jews, and then they came for me, and there was no one else left to stand up. And maybe
what that doesn't say about the Martin Niemöller poem is maybe you could have stopped after the communists. Maybe then you could have started. Oh, first they came for the communists, and I did nothing, because I hate communists. Then they came for the trade unionists. Yeah. I stood up, and there were still plenty of people.
And I think that's a problem. I think that even though we may not agree, or I may not agree with communism, and I firmly disagree with
killed a lot more people than Nazism did.
Governments did. Communists themselves.
Governments calling themselves communists.
Yes.
Killed a lot more people than governments calling themselves
Nazis. But you can't say that the people calling themselves communists today killed people, because not all of them have. Some of them are just living on a commune together, and they're doing their commie thing. And the same thing's true with the Nazis. You can't say that all the Nazis are gassing Jews today, because not many of them
but
are.
But the Nazis are legitimately considered to be terrible people, and the swastika is a hate crime in some countries.
But nonetheless,
hammer and sickle is not.
But nonetheless, I will still stand up for their right to hold their beliefs, which is what I have done, where Christopher Cantwell,
their beliefs are statist, therefore violent. I will not stand for their beliefs.
The Nazis?
Any of them.
Okay. I'm not standing for their beliefs.
Anybody who advocates
there's
using violence
between standing for their beliefs and standing for the right to have them.
Exactly.
I may not agree with what you say, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it.
Yes.
Now, of course, the classic argument against that is what they call the paradox of tolerance, which basically, if you don't violently react when people say this sort of thing, then those ideas will take over. Of course, that presupposes that they're necessarily going to do better in the marketplace, and I disagree vehemently with that statement.
Yeah, and I don't require reciprocation in order to stand up for people's right to say ugly things and things I disagree with. And if you don't, Mark, that's fine. Just, don't expect anyone to help you out if you ever need it someday. 855-450-FREE like freedom, because you've got to put it out there for it to come back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. By the way, Wes dropped off the line. I didn't mention that. It was toward the end of his call there, or toward the end of the last segment. He just dropped out. But we were discussing commies and whether or not people should defend them. And I don't think that their ideas deserve to be defended because they're terrible. But I think that as human beings, they are still humans, and they have the chance, I believe, to change their mind, especially the younger ones, the ones that haven't been around. I mean, if you're talking about a 70-year-old commie, you probably aren't going to be as successful at changing their minds, and it's probably not worth the time to try because they're not going to be around too much longer. But if you're talking about a 19-year-old or a 21-year-old or something who describes themselves as a socialist or a commie, I wouldn't say that person is beyond hope. I wouldn't say that person is beyond coming to new conclusions. And if all you do is you treat them like they're the enemy, then that's how they're going to treat you.
I don't treat them like they're the enemy. I would say that if you want me to take sides between in a conflict between foolish communists advocating for violence and violent fascists...
How do you know that...
Hold on, let me finish my statement. And violent fascists, just call me Switzerland. I don't care.
Okay, so you're jumping to the conclusion that everyone in the streets in various different cities are foolish communists advocating for violence, right?
Whether they know it or not, they're not too far from that.
Sure. So I must be a communist because I've been streets at Black Lives Matter protests?
At what percentage?
You want to jack his stuff?
Do you think that...
He's got a nice car out there.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah, that's a nice
we
thing about
take
cars.
Him.
They have names on them.
Actually, I think yours is owned by a corporation, isn't it?
I don't know who it's owned by. No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not owned by me, though. I haven't owned a car in some time.
Prepare to be expropriated.
I think that that in many cases, young people that are out there, the Antifa sorts, the BLM sorts, these kind of people, are under the impression that they'll create a government that somehow they control and will somehow benefit them.
That's
and
the
their
same
beliefs.
Fantasy that Chris Cantwell and the Nazis have.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, but the thing is, you're just lumping everybody into a category of, oh, you're at a protest, you must be a communist, and that's not fair. It's doing the same thing that people like Chris Cantwell do, where they treat everybody like they're in, you know, groups, and that everybody in the group must be the same, and
yeah,
that's false.
That's this immigration argument, is that anybody born outside the United States is necessarily a communist, and therefore we cannot possibly let them in, which is nonsense.
I just have no interest in playing their little reindeer games. Not going to do
it. What game are we talking about here? Are you saying, by saying playing a reindeer game, are you saying that when the news reports and others are saying, and there's video of it happening, of men in unmarked vans pulling up and snatching people off the streets who are not committing a crime, by the way, because they have not been charged with such, taking them to some sort of questioning facility, demanding that they answer questions, and then when they refuse, or at least in one guy's case, he said he wasn't going to answer questions, they cut him loose back onto the streets again. Are you saying you have no opinion about that?
Oh, I have an opinion. That's the communism that people who are, you know, many of these organizers that claim to be actual communism, that's the communism they're looking for.
Okay,
that's what communism
has
looked
up. Abducted.
Wait a second.
How do you know they're a communist?
I don't know about the individual who's abducted.
So why do you have an opinion about them?
Did I say I had an opinion?
Well, you just went off. I asked you about whether you would have any comment about that, and you went off on the organizers.
I'm talking
about a guy who may not have been an organizer.
Let me make this abundantly clear, mm-hmm. if I haven't been clear.
You are not. Go ahead.
I am going to be clear now.
Great.
I don't care what happens mm-hmm. to you if you go to a communist rally.
How do you know it's a communist rally?
Because it's organized by communists.
How do you know that?
That does not follow. The 420 rally was not an anarchist rally, although it was organized by an anarchist. See, there are definitely some committed Marxists involved in the leadership
sure
of Black Lives Matter. Your attitude is what's going to let them take all of the legitimately angry people who are not out there for communism,
right.
They're there because people are getting murdered, and make them their allies.
Yeah, you should know better than this, Mark.
Oh,
it's,
I think that the BLM movement will probably benefit all of us. But I'm not going out there, and I'm not playing with these people. I'm not putting my life in danger, my wealth, my...
Your life is in danger by
you're
going...
You're damn right if you go out there, your life is in danger.
In Manchester, New Hampshire?
I'm not driving to Manchester. Yes,
in
it
Keene,
takes,
in
it
Keene,
takes
New
three
Hampshire?
Hours of my life
in
to go
Keene,
to Manchester.
Keene,
I'm not
New Hampshire?
Going there.
Okay, but your life would be in danger?
Something that I'd like you to think about is think of all the people that you've convinced
mm-hmm.
that anarchy was a good idea.
I don't.
How many
I
of them agreed with
anarchy.
You on everything before you convinced them?
None of them would have.
Yeah, you're just right
about anarchists.
I think this is sad because, you know, you and some of these other people who share this particular viewpoint that, you know, oh, screw the commies, I'm not going to help
screw
these
the commies.
People. Right. That you're willing to just throw other human beings to the wolves of the state, and you have no interest whatsoever in persuasion.
Statists
you have no
deserve the state.
Were you a statist at one time in your life?
Yeah, and how do you think I became otherwise?
Was it because people ignored you and treated you like crap?
No. It's because people told me the state does what the state does.
How did they tell it to you? Did they have a conversation with you?
Hey, look, you can listen. I'm on Free Talk Live 4 days a week.
Uh-huh.
For the last 18 years, anybody can tune in on it, you know, on the internet or online to listen to a little bit of me talking about how the state does the things that the state does. And this is the sort of thing that the state does.
Yes, exactly. It makes us hate each other so that we can't cooperate against
you're part of the
common enemy.
I don't hate people because
you hate them
of their
because
opinion.
Of their beliefs.
I hate them because communism is a clear set of rules that you've seen for the last century.
But why hate
that
them?
Has killed tens of millions
just because
of people
are confused.
They're stupid.
Yeah, this is your problem. Yeah. You look down your nose at people.
I guess I'm maybe more forgiving because when I was 20, I was a communist. Yeah. I described myself
communist.
As a Marxist.
I was a
you
communist.
Know what cured me? I read Marx.
Indeed. Same here.
Seriously? So
17.
So you're condemning people as bad people because
used to be
there
him.
Were you where you were a few decades ago? You might want to rethink that. Because
what do you mean by
I
condemn?
Think, because
that's
I think there
doing.
May be hope.
I don't
I don't care. I don't care.
You don't care.
You know what you
don't care about human beings being abducted by men in unmarked vans.
I'm going to report on it because it shows what the depredations of the state are,
mm-hmm.
so that I can continue to show communists who want as much state as they can get. They just think that they can control it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show them that they're never going to control it.
Well, they're not going to listen to you because you don't care about them.
That's right. We were talking about that. We were talking about that ethos thing. And you know how you create ethos? You know how you do that? You can do it with a heel and a foil, right? A baby face and a heel. You can do it with a good cop, bad cop
mm-hmm.
routine.
So you're a bad cop.
Yeah.
You're just a callous.
Ladies and gentlemen,
a-hole.
If you are out there advocating for communism, mm-hmm. advocating for more government in a protest,
you don't think they're a human being. You don't care what happens to them.
Well, what
dehumanize
them. They're obviously
human
beings.
Let them get snatched up. Let them get thrown in a jail cell.
No,
hey, that's what they deserve, right?
I want them. I want to be able to report on their plight, and I do. Right? We talked about it,
mm-hmm.
and I will continue to talk about that when that sort of thing happens. But if you advocate for the state,
so you don't feel
and
bad.
You get the state. Have some state.
But you don't feel bad about what happens to these people because they have a different belief system than you?
I can't have bad... Look,
you
man.
You can't empathize, even though you used to be those people. You can't empathize with them 50, anymore.
50,000 people will die in America this week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you empathize for them?
Dying naturally
families?
Happens naturally. It's not another man's hand.
It's still hand. A tragedy you if they die.
No, it's natural.
You can't save every puppy on the pound, but if we're going to... literally ally ourselves only with people who agree with us, then we are going to lose and we are going to either die or be enslaved. The reality is that the great thing about anarchy is everybody's going to do it different.
See, this is the premise that you guys are assuming. You're assuming that you must stand and fight. And in order to fight, you must have an army. In order to have an army, you must have
fighting.
People. Yes, you are. You're all about fighting.
No, I'm not.
Look, man, I've been on the air with you for 18 years. I'm telling you, you're a conflict-oriented person.
No, I just want to live free.
I know.
They're the ones who want
to
fight.
If you wanted to
and
live
I don't
free,
fight.
You'd buy a sailboat and get away from all
you
the people.
To tell me what living free is like.
That's what
okay?
I'm telling you it is.
Well, then, I don't believe you.
I've spent the last half decade
you
trying to
you had a sailboat, and you turned it in after a year. So don't tell me anything about sailboats. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and hopefully you've got a little more compassion than this guy. What a disappointment. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next, and the Discord lines are open at discord.lrn.fm.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.